It is wonderful that God made women, isn't it? And women who are mothers. So therefore, happy Mama's Day, everybody. Everybody. You say, what do you mean, everybody? I'm a man. I'm a boy. No. Without Mama, you would not be, period. We would not be without Mama. And thank God, we praise God for Mama. Where would we be without Mama? We would not be. We owe Mama everything. Amen? You say, what about Daddy? Oh, we will talk about Daddy on Father's Day. But this is Mama's Day, a special day. And without Mama, our success, whether it be men, women, boys, or girls, goes to Mama. You know, at the end of baseball games and basketball games, the athletes, they're given the cameras on them and they've got the microphone. And they'll always talk about, I want to thank my mama. Very few thank daddy, but I think God created it that way. I believe that God made mamas especially, you know, that secret sauce that you put on your food. God, I believe, made mama to be that secret sauce that perks up everything, that gives everything in life a good flavor, no matter what you're going through. If you got your mama, you've got everything. Because I believe that it is God and mothers, and that God has given mothers something so valuable, so precious, so secret that nobody else has but mamas. You know, you can talk and think all you want, oh, how bad a man is. It's a man's world. Well, James Brown came up with that song. It's a man's world. But even James Brown had enough sense to put in that song, it's a man's world. But a man would be nothing without a woman or a girl. In fact, you cannot even exist. We talk about God as the creator. Listen, God made mamas to be the vessel through which all of creation, of all of mankind comes. Without your mama, we would, and my mama and all the mamas in the world, we would not exist. And I believe that mama is due her praise and due her accolades, because I believe that God has blessed mothers to give life. And we think about new life in Christ, and we do have new life in Christ. But I believe Christ has given mothers a part of his abilities and talents to bring forth life. Because nobody else, a man can't do it. God didn't give this to man. God gave this to mama. And I think if you can't honor your mother about anything else, you need to always honor her. That she gave you life. That God used her to bring you into this world. And when we start getting sassy and we don't always do what's right, we got to remember, who brought us into this world? Who can take us out? Not that mama would do that. But that respect for mama ought to be there. So the purpose that I want us to accomplish today is that we all would grow into the image of God that is like mama. That we would all reflect the glory of God and see the glory of God in our mothers. And I'm going to go through several scriptures today that I hope would help us see that God has especially crafted mothers in his image, and we should praise God and we should praise our mothers. That's why this day is. But I think Mother's Day ought to be every day, not just today. Love like God. Mamas, love like God. We sang a song at the beginning of this service, Your Love Never Ends, Never Runs Out of Me. Or maybe it was another song that's very close to that title. But nevertheless, we need to learn to love like mother. Mother never stops loving. And God never stops loving us. There's nothing you can do. And I want you to hear this, because this is the good news. This is the gospel. And not that you would hopefully go out and do deliberately bad things. But there's nothing that you can do that would make your mother stop loving you. Because that's the way God is. There's nothing you can do that could make God stopped loving you. And I believe that God has given mothers that ability. That's why no matter how much we mess up, we can go to mama. And mama's there to comfort us and correct us. Yes, amen. We need that correction. And that correction's out of love. And maybe this message is going to some younger folk. Well, mama, God, we got because mama loves you. If mama did not discipline you, it would show that she does not love you. But because she loves you like God loves you, that's why she disciplines you. Love like God. Mothers love like God. Mamas are like God. God gave and created mothers with the abilities in this way of bringing in new life with mothers. Mother love never fails. Mother love never stops. It never quits. I want to read you some scriptures to back up what I'm saying here. Jesus, in Matthew 23:37, Jesus said this, as he looked at Jerusalem and the people of Jerusalem who were not living right. And he said, oh, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them that are sent unto you. How often, now listen for the motherness in Jesus. How often would I have gathered you and gathered all your children, all my children together, speaking of the people of Jerusalem. How often I desire to just go and put my arms around. I would have gathered your children together, even as a hen. A hen ain't a man. A hen is a female chicken. Jesus is comparing himself to a female. Because you see, females are females because of Jesus. He created females in his image, and they should be honored, even down to the chicken. And he uses the chicken's analogy. I would have gathered children together. That's how important a mother is to children. Even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings. Come on, chicks, get under her wings. But you would not. You would not come to me. You would not believe in me. You would not accept my love. So that shows right there, Matthew 23:37. How God created women, mothers, made mamas in his image, in his image. And Isaiah speaks to this as well. The one who conceived them, gave them birth and carried them and nursed them. That's what Isaiah is talking about, Isaiah 66:7-13, that the people were given birth and were carried and nursed. God compares himself to someone who is nursing someone. Imagine that. Mama's nurse. Now, they tell me that I nursed a long time. I don't remember. I just remember mama. I nursed a long time. Because mama brings that comfort. Not that comfort that papa can't bring. We need papa. We need daddy. Isaiah 66:17-13. God likens himself as a mother gathering her children, and it says, and they will nurse. Yum, yum. They will nurse and be satisfied. Isaiah 66, I read it. Wow, God, you really have blessed mothers. You really have created mothers in your image and given them a special tenderness and a special ability to comfort and to heal and to bring close to her heart, her children. In John 3:3-8, Jesus points to an imagery, and he says this, God the Spirit gives birth to us. That's what these words in John 3:3-8 says. You look it up. Only those, now watch this, John 3:3-8, only those, I'm paraphrasing now, only those who are born by the Spirit and of the water are able to come into the kingdom of God. Now, just pause a moment. Think about this. This imagery of those who are born. We were born. We were born of our mothers. But he compares it to God who has his people born of the Spirit. of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also there, then therefore likened to a mother who gives life. And of water. He's referring to baptism there, and also how we are cleansed from our sins by the blood of the Lamb. Born by the Spirit and of water. You may not realize this, and you probably don't remember it, because I don't remember it. You were born, all human beings are born of water. You say, how is that? Do they go down and get baptized? No, I'm not talking about that. It is talking about baptism in a spiritual sense, but it is primarily here talking of the Spirit and the water. It's talking about human birth. Our mamas giving us birth through the Spirit of God giving us and making us human beings. And of the water, your mother, you passed through your mother in water. You were born of her through water. Her water broke. That's what we say. Mama's water broke. And guess what? That made a way for you to be born through water. All of this comes from God. All of these attributes are motherly attributes of God. And that's how we ought to think about Mama. Not just, well, thank you, Mama, and happy birthday, and so forth. We need to realize what Mama went through. And how Mama nursed us and how Mama protected us. I could go on and on and on. I'm going to give you this last one from Numbers chapter 11, verse 12. Moses reminds God that he is the mother of the people he is leading. In other words, the people were the children, okay? The people that Moses was leading out of Egypt, they were giving him a hard time. Numbers 11. Chapter 11, verse 12. And Moses reminds God that he is the mother of the people he is leading. That God is the mother of the people he is leading. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that powerful? Moses says to God, did I conceive all these people? I didn't bring them in the world. You did. Did I give them birth? No, you did. Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you've given us? You're telling me to do that. You see how beautiful that is? See how wonderful it is? See how it relates back to what mamas do for us? Our mothers have to go through a lot with us in our lives. We don't always do right, but guess what? Mama still carries us. Mama still loves us. You will always be your mother's child. I want you to listen with me. Amen. I will always love you. That's a song that we say, that's real. That's real. That no matter how much we mess up, God still loves us. And it is this long suffering, putting up with this, putting up with that, that we receive that grace of God. And through the patience of God, and our lives have changed. And even as God has given that ability to mothers to be patient with us, his children, her children, not knowing sometimes our own identity, who we are, having done this, not done that, and God still is there. Our mothers are still there. They'll tell us right from wrong. And no, we can't do that, da, da, da. But remember, those arms are open wide. But those arms are in the image of God. It is the arms, the everlasting arms of God by which he loves us and takes us in his arms. For the love of God leads to repentance. And maybe hearing that song and her Tori Kelly falling, how many times she's fallen short and come up this and that and the other thing. And yet the mama still loves and God still loves us when we mess up. And Father, we just ask and thank you for your grace that no matter time, how many times we fail you, you do not walk away from us. It is us who walk away from you. I ask you to encourage families and children, and mothers and fathers today to realize how great your love is, how wonderful your grace is, and how you're there waiting, arms wide open, like the prodigal who came home, and how the father ran and met the prodigal and embraced him. Father, any situations, any children, mothers and fathers, Father, give us that Holy Spirit ability to love our children. Let Jesus be experienced by our children. And let us experience the love of our parents and of our mothers, especially, to realize how much you loved us through our mamas. We thank you for having our mothers to reflect your glory. Thank you for that, Lord. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to come back in a moment, but we're going to go through the Lord's Supper now. We're going to the Lord's Supper. And I quoted the scripture already, but I want to go through it again for the Lord's Supper today. You know, when I think about the Lord's Supper, I think about Mama fixing food for us. And there we are at the table. We not had much, but we know. And here's another thing about my mother. She would go without. And most mothers are like this. They would go without eating so that her children could eat. She would sacrifice. And our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, has sacrificed. Our Father sacrificed His own Son, His only beloved Son, for us to be able to partake of Him. To taste and see that He is good, not the other things out there, not the drugs, not the sex, not this, this, and that, the other thing. It is Mama. And it is the gift of Mama's love, the love of God. I want to read 1 Peter. I read part of it last time. I'm going to read it here for the Lord's Supper. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. As I go down here now, I'm going to start at verse 4. As you come to Him, in fact, it says, the living stone and a chosen people. As you come to Him, the living stone rejected by men. Jesus was rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to Him. I have to stop and think about that. Jesus is precious to the Father. Just like our mothers are precious to us. You also, like living stones, our life comes from Him, the cornerstone, are being built up into a spiritual house. Our parents built us up. Our mother built us up. And Jesus gave that gift of motherhood to our mothers, so that we may be where we are today, built up, our lives built on living stones of Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, and a spiritual house. We are inheritors of spiritual house. Our mother, in a sense, is a house, but more than that, she had Jesus living in her to have a house that she could pass on to her children. Of a love for God and obedience to God. That's why we have this day. That's why we praise God for our mothers. Because God gave to our mothers the very image of God spiritually to change us and make us. So, Father, I ask that as we eat now and as we drink, eat of this bread and drink of the wine, that we just read from 1 Peter 2, verse 3 now, that you have tasted that the Lord is good. You see that, verse 3? We're going to be eating of the bread, drinking of the wine. We have been tasting. You see, to believe in Jesus Christ is to receive him as food, receive him as drink. Let us do that. And if any of you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, as you taste and see that he is good, I hope you will do that today. And Father, I ask you to move in the hearts of our children and family members. Give them the ability to taste and see that it is you that is good. And nothing else that they can go and taste or hunger for is good. Only you are. Just like saying only mama is. Mama being empowered through the Holy Spirit to love her children. And the greatest gift mama can give to her children is Jesus Christ, symbolized in this bread and this wine. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, the living stone and a chosen people, that's what God, that's the family God has given to us through Jesus Christ. So we thank you for it, Lord, and do bless the bread and wine as we eat and drink of it, as we think about it, and thank you for our mothers, and we see how beautiful this is, your salvation. God made mamas especially beautiful in his image. And now, as we eat and drink, we want to sing. We want to sing a song that's not coming to my mind real quick. Thank you, Mama. The name of this song is entitled, You Make Everything Beautiful. You make everything beautiful. Think about God in that way and how through Jesus and how through our mothers, he is making us beautiful. Amen. Let's play that and eat up the bread and drink of the wine.
Serenity to accept things, the things I cannot change. Grant me the courage, Lord, to change what I can, wisdom to know the difference. In my weakness you can shine, in your strength I can fly.